Om Shanti. 22nd of January 2020. In today's effort, Baba says, let the foot of your intellect not stay on the ground. It is said that the feet of angels are never on the ground. Similarly, the intellect should remain beyond the ground of the body, that is, beyond the attraction of matter. Become those who make matter dependent, not those who depend on it. So angels are those beings whose foot of intellect does not touch the ground. They remain above the ground. Their feet are far above the ground. Their foot of intellect do not touch the ground. And the ground is body or body consciousness. That is matter. Matter consciousness. Soil consciousness. Soil, matter. Become those who make matter dependent, not those who depend on it. So, angels are those who conquer the matter. Angels are those who are above the attraction of matter. Angels are those who are not dependent on matter. And the matter has got addictive nature. Once you taste the matter, you feel like to taste it again and again. Matter, soil, body and body consciousness, everything has a sort of attraction. And they pull the spirit down. And once you come down, and then the sinful action starts. In today's Murli Baba said, many children, they hide. They make their faces black and they hide. They easily fall prey to the sinful actions. They get caught up in the name and form. Name and form of body. And because of which sins take place. And then it is very difficult to come out of it. So, that's why angels should constantly attempt to stay above body consciousness. And whenever we have to do something, we must know the thing in detail. Why I have to do this? Why body consciousness is so bad? Why Baba says that don't touch the body. Your foot of intellect should remain above the ground of body. Your foot should not touch the ground. Why? What is so bad about body consciousness? Yeah? Once body consciousness comes, all the vices are attracted. You know, there are particular, some saints are there, some saints' aromas, saint perfumes, they attract snakes. In the olden days, Ayurveda practitioners used to have certain saints or perfumes. And those perfumes, if you apply to the body, snakes will get attracted and you have to run after your life. So they are very dangerous perfumes. So they used to give that perfumes. Some people used to use those perfumes on enemies. So once that is applied on the body, automatically snakes are attracted. So body consciousness is that sort of perfume that attracts all the serpents of vices. So once body consciousness come, automatically vices enter. Then, what is so wrong about body consciousness? Yes? It gives temporary happiness. It does give happiness, but this happiness is temporary happiness. It doesn't long last. Transitory happiness. And after the happiness, what remains is frustration. This body consciousness, the pleasure that arises from body consciousness is addictive. It induces addiction. Once you taste it, you want to retaste it and keep on tasting it multiple times. Even though you suffer, but you can't stop it. What else? It is deceptive. This is deceptive happiness. You feel it is happiness, but once you go and touch it, you find that it was no happiness at all. And you are deceived. You are caught off guards. So it is a very deceitful happiness. Then? It makes you lose enthusiasm. Because it's a sort of failure. It's an energy drainer. It's a sort of failure. And that failure makes you lose all the enthusiasm. It snatches or robs you of all the spiritual treasures. So, all the spiritual treasures are gone. The other day I was telling, there was a holy man and he used to beg and bring food and then would keep some food for his breakfast hung up on the platter, and there was a mouse who used to come to his house, and that mouse would eat everything, whatever food he would store. And then he started hanging it up and up, but then the mouse was mischievous and the mouse would come and eat away all the store of food. One day a friend of his comes to his house and they both eat together, and when they start sleeping, the other friends start chit-chatting, but this friend is busy in hitting that bowl, that platter with a rod, with a stick. So this friend gets annoyed and says, "What are you doing? I am talking with you and you are not paying attention to me." The other friend says, "It's not about that. I have kept my food over there hung up and I have to keep making voices so that that mouse doesn't come, because that mouse is very clever. That mouse can jump to that food and eats every day. And that mouse is so enthusiastic or spirity that it jumps even just like a cat." So the friend says, "Let's do one trick. Do you know where is the hole of the mouse?" Holy man says, "No, I don't know." So they say, "Let the mouse come tonight. We will search his hole." So the mouse comes in midnight, takes the food, and then they go after the mouse and they find out one place where there is a hole. And then they dig up that hole with a spade and destroy. And inside they go that hole and they find lot of food material stored by that mouse. And they take away all the material, put it in the plastic and bury it somewhere. Or rather they destroy that hole. And the next day again now, both are sleeping, night time. This holy man with his stick again trying to hit that plate. But the friend says, "There is no need now." He says, "Why?" "Let's see." The mouse comes. But now the mouse cannot jump. Why? Why the mouse is unable to jump now? Earlier it used to jump and take that food, but now it cannot. Why? Because his treasures are destroyed. He is disheartened at heart. His treasures are stolen. So whenever your treasures are robbed, you become unhappy. Just imagine you get the news that whatever money you had in bank the bank had a bank robbery, you feel unhappy all of a sudden because your treasures are gone. In the similar manner, the treasures that the mouse stored are destroyed. So whenever the treasures are destroyed, stolen, robbed, you feel unhappy. In the similar manner, body consciousness steals away all the treasures of purity, of love, spiritual love, God's love, and then you become unhappy. So body consciousness steals away all the treasure. What else? You cannot imbibe knowledge. It's very difficult. Then you will do disservice. In today's Murli, Baba said, service cannot be hidden, so also disservice cannot remain hidden. Both things will come to the fore. Both things will be revealed at one point or the other. So, disservice. And they cannot imbibe knowledge. What else? You? They keep you busy. Body consciousness. Busy in what? Busy in self-indulgence. Busy in bhog. In self-indulgence. In wasteful things. And you become a thorn. In today's Sakar Murli Baba said, human thorns. Human thorns. Kate. You become human thorn. Who will give sorrow to others. So, what else? You can't inspire others to become soul conscious. You yourself are caught up. So you cannot inspire others. What else? It makes you aimless. Okay. What else?
Always fighting with Maya.
Always fighting with Maya. So you are always on the fighting mode. So you are lethargic. You are always on the fighting mode. Because every now and then new Maya comes to you. Because you are already in the body consciousness. So vices attack you every now and then. And then you have to use different weapons of knowledge and keep on fighting. And many times you are even vanquished, defeated. What else?
No flight mode.
You cannot fly in body consciousness. Body consciousness is a stage of bondage. You are in chains. So you can't fly. You are not free. You are not a free bird. You are a caged bird. What else?
Wasteful thoughts.
Negative thoughts. Bodily attractions. So when we are in body consciousness, automatically body attraction will happen. You will be attracted to the body. Body will pull. Body will attract. He is beautiful, she is beautiful. He is less handsome, he is more handsome. He is smart, he is less smart. He is fair, he is black. He is fatty, he is tall. He is thin. You know, three type of personalities Baba had described in one Murli. Tall personalities, fat personalities, and thin. Who are they? This was the Murli of 15th January 1983. Three type of children. First, fat. Fat. They keep on thinking too much and they become fat. Bhoj. And then there are tall. Who are the tall ones? Okay, they keep on thinking and they become tall. And who are the smaller ones? Short stature, those who are disheartened. So Baba had given that in that Murli, these were the three type of children Baba had seen. And I think the tall ones are not these, what you are saying. Ah, yeah, right. They keep on thinking a lot. And with burden, they become fat. By overthinking, you become tall. And by disheartened, you become short. So these are three type of children Baba had described in that movie. So what else? Body consciousness. Hatred. Hatred for what? Obstacles. You automatically obstacles. You invite obstacles. Right. Also okay. So you are caught up in the traditions, rituals, ceremonials, parampara, and all those things. What else? They make you. You cannot remain equal. Disparity, inequality. This caste, that caste. So differences. You do not remain secular. So the different. There is a dichotomy. Division. What else? Achha. Gadgets. So gadgets attraction will happen more. And forget the father, and there would be a vacuum within the heart. An emptiness. Wherever there is body consciousness, there is vacuum, because soul is without any treasures. And this vacuum is the stage of restlessness, spiritual vacuum, where you don't understand what to do. This is a state of total confusion. Body consciousness depletes you of all strength, all stamina, all spiritual powers, all virtues, all jnana. So a vacuum is created, and then now you want to fill this vacuum. And what? One fills this vacuum with what? Two things. Two or three things. Or two only. Food and entertainment. Whenever a spiritual person who is pursuing spiritual pathway is lost and the vacuum is created, now what he tries to fill this with? Food. Yeah. And entertainment, digital entertainment or any other entertainment, or sightseeing or fashion or some worldly discussion, anything. What to do? Because soul is without powers, soul is without jnana. So without jnana, what to discuss? If three people meet, what they will discuss? There is no jnana there. There is no discussion of yoga. What they will discuss? So the only discussion remains is the discussion of climate, weather, food, animals, bear, politics, and who is doing what. Let us plot against somebody. Let us trap somebody. Let us make somebody fall down. And to bring where we can go out, that is sightseeing, yeah. So planning, now we have come from this place, now this place is remaining. Now let's plan for the other place. So once you go to other place and come back, now plan for the next place. Sit with a chart, a map of India or the world. Which are the places we have not visited? Let's go there. Yeah? We will go, but outside we will say, we are going to Kashmir for meeting. We are going for meeting. So, because we have to show it as we are doing it for service. Because people should not say that you are just enjoying. So we have to take care of that also. So with full precautionary measures, one tries to hide the vacuum. So whenever the spiritual vacuum is created, one tries to hide it with labels of service, and inside indulgence. Inside is the indulgence, and outside labels of service, labels of tapasya. I remember in one retreat center, four brothers came for doing tapasya for Saturday and Sunday weekends. So they came from some another center to some bigger retreat center. So evening they reached, and they sat in Baba's room for 1 hour. They had come for intense yoga tapasya. And the next day they did yoga, Amrit Vela and Murli. And after that they went for sightseeing, and straight they came at night, Saturday. And then Sunday again the same. again somebody told him that there is a good place and you are not going to come here again and again, so why not? So again Sunday they went, and they Sunday night they came, and Monday then before going back they did half an hour yoga, and then they went to their center and narrated that we did 2 days intense tapasya bhatti. I was told this by the center, a retreat center person. Why? Actually, they are not at fault. Because there is a vacuum there. And what they can do? The only way to fill the vacuum is entertainment, food, parachintan, thinking about others, creating obstacles, or blaming others, or plotting against, scheming against somebody. That is the only thing one can do. Sit together and gossip. Sit together and do character assassination. That is the only thing one can do when there is a spiritual vacuum. Rather, these are the people whom we should have feeling of mercy, compassion, pity. So Baba is saying, angels are those. Let the foot of your intellect not stay on the ground. Ground means body consciousness, soul consciousness, dirt consciousness, mud consciousness, soil consciousness, ground consciousness, element consciousness, matter consciousness. Maya consciousness. That makes you ultimately Maya conscious. Maya consciousness. It is said that the feet of angels are never on the ground. Because ground is dirty. You know, a big elephant took a bath. It was early morning hours. So he took a fresh bath, rubbing his body nicely, and he started walking. So there was a pull, a bridge, and the elephant was walking from here. And from another side, a pig was coming. So looking at them, the two people could not go together. So what the elephant did, he retraced his steps back and came out and stayed here. And the pig was so happy that this elephant got afraid of me. He ran away and he went like nicely. And then later on this pig met his other friends and he bragged how I was going from the bridge and how the elephant got terrified and ran away seeing me. And that news reached the friends of elephant. Because there are always well-wishers who bring us good news that people are talking like this about you. What is this you did? What happened to the community of elephants? That you could have gone and faced him. Elephant said, if I wanted, I could have crushed him and thrown him. But he was dirty, I was clean. I did not want to touch him. He was dirty and I was clean. It's not that I could not answer back. But by answering them back, I will become dirty. So I did not want to become dirty. He was dirty. So it was not the question of valor. Discretion is the part of valor. It's not the question of fighting and coming out as a winner. It was the question of saving one's life. Saving one's soul, character, purity. I don't want to touch the impure. So Baba says, feet of angel don't touch the ground. Similarly, the intellect should remain beyond the ground of the body, that is beyond the attraction of matter, soil, mud, quagmire. Because those who make matter dependent become those who make matter dependent, not those who depend on it. So you should not become matter dependent, body dependent. Dependent means attraction or addicted to it. You remain independent of it, beyond the attractions. Om Shanti.